Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
713-572-4610. You can call or text. Answer this question for me. Houston athletes that have been scorned, that you've turned your back on, or they've turned their back on you, have been ostracized, whatever the case may be. They have officially been divorced from this city in their respective organization. Astros, Texans, Rockets. Maybe even, no, that's about it. I'm not going to go any further than that. But that we would welcome back at some point. You would consider welcoming them back at some point. Or give me some guys that never, ever would be welcomed back in this city again, no matter what. They have been banished to hell. They have been banished to sports hell. And I ask the question because the Chicago Cubs have welcomed Sammy Sosa back. They did so today. You got the video tribute, standing ovation, bowed to the crowd, got love from everybody in that Chicago Cubs organization, returning to Wrigley for the first time in 21 years. And keep that in mind for frame of reference, Chris. It took 21 years for the Cubs, the city of Chicago, to welcome Sosa back. I have a list of candidates.
Let's go through them.
If texters, callers have people that I'm not mentioning here that maybe I might be omitting, like grossly negligent, call in, text in with them. 713-572-4610. Here's my list in no particular order, just what came to my mind. Houston athletes that have been ostracized that we'd welcome back or not. James Harden.
I'd welcome him back with open arms.
Right now, today.
Today, yes. Today, tomorrow, yesterday, a month ago, a year ago, 3 years
Good
ago.
Lord.
Yeah, no. I mean, to me, the reason why I would is because when he was here during that time period, oh, it's getting hot. Oh, anyways, during that time, yeah, it's
fight.
There's a fight.
Oh, Hunter Brown is hot.
Yeah, he was cussing.
I don't know what happened. I missed it. You know, as soon as we get into a really cool topic, I think. Who is number nine?
Zach Neto. Neto.
I couldn't see the name. Okay.
Shortstop for the Angels.
Zach Neto. Boy, Neto, yeah. I wonder if he got hit or took a high fast one or something. But clearly they lost their patience with one another. Hunter Brown and Zach Neto. Hunter Brown is hot. Let's see how this thing shakes out. Neto being checked out by the training staff. Looks like on the hand or wrist area by the trainer. I'm guessing he got hit.
Yeah, that's what I'm guessing too.
And, okay, you know, the Angels are not the team that have hit home runs off of the Astros pitching. So no need for Hunter Brown to intentionally throw inside on a guy.
Oh, he did not do that on purpose.
No. Neto's mad.
Oh, he caught on the F and the P word.
Neto said effing BS immediately after taking the 95-mile-per-hour sinking fastball that didn't sink too much. Checked his swing, got hit on the bottom of the hand.
Ooh.
Hunter Brown trying to do some John Boy lip reading right now. A lot of F words, a lot of potty mouth words being said. And it looks like Hunter Brown, who's talking to his catcher, Yiner Diaz, right now, maybe going to stay in the game. I don't know. We'll move on. You don't need my play-by-play. We'll just kind of try to keep an eye on it and see if we need to talk about an ejection possibly or something like that.
And clearly the text line's not agreeing with me. You need to quit smoking dope on James Harden. Yeah.
281. I co-signed that. Where's my bell?
Well, here's the thing. I bet you weren't saying that when he was here.
Yeah, I was.
No. When the Rockets were doing good?
Not when they were doing good, but when he was making it an untenable situation for that organization and forcing his way out by showing up fat, out of shape, being an ass in press conferences.
And guess what? And people should be happy because we wouldn't be in this spot that we're in if it wasn't for James Harden getting traded.
Yeah, but hindsight, you can't see the forest through the trees when one of the biggest stars in the NBA says, screw you, I don't want any part of this anymore.
Well, guess what? The team wasn't built to win. I mean, the team had Christian Wood. What are we doing here?
I know.
Well, I mean, the team.
Why'd you have to do that?
I'm sorry.
Why'd you have to say that?
I'm sorry. I mean, it's just the team wasn't good. You wanted him to try and carry a team again with nobody good on the team?
You know, look, and here's the thing, like, stick and stay. And look, maybe the organization, okay, had kind of thrown its hands up. I don't know. And maybe we'll never know. I don't know what happened first between him and Daryl Morey and the parties involved, okay? But what I do know is, in the public eye, he said, screw it. I'm out. Get me out of here. I don't want any part of a rebuild. I want to win right now. Has James Harden hoisted a Larry O'Brien trophy anywhere?
No, he screwed
that up. He was a part of it with Durant and Kyrie Irving in Brooklyn, where they traded him. They didn't work out there. Then he went to Philadelphia. Screwed that situation up. Even with the general manager that was here, like that,
Daryl Morey.
He could have put that together here if you would have been patient enough. And then you decided to be impatient and an ass in Philadelphia, and you want to go to L.A. because it's L.A., and you choose the wrong L.A. team to play for. My God, if you're ever going to win a championship, why the hell are you going to play for the damn Clippers? You go there, you're still sticking that out. You're being patient, and now that you have to be patient because you're no longer one of the top five, top eight talents in the NBA, you're used to be. You're a has-been James Harden. He'll never be a superstar again. He'd be a guy that could go for 40 on any given night, but not with any regularity. And the thing that frustrates me and Houston fans is we didn't have to go through 3 years of crap. You know, the organization was forced into it, and we had to see the other drama with a head coach that wasn't allowed to coach, you know, who was babysat. That's the whole thing. I'm maybe more mad at...
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
James Harden being at least a very big piece of the puzzle that led to us to get to this point. It's the crap he had to go through to get to this point, because it made me not like my basketball team anymore. It made me not like the NBA and the business side. Nah, screw that. Just the NBA and how the game changed during that time. And you had the worst players to take you through that transition. And even more guys that gave double birds to the city of Houston. Looking at you, John Wall. $40 million a year ass that didn't want to play basketball here. Maybe you weren't allowed to play basketball. I don't know what to believe. But it stripped me of a lot of things, man. So for that reason, sir, you're off my bandwagon with your James Harden take.
And I completely get, I mean, he made you not love the game anymore because of what the Rockets had to go through in that rebuild. And I get it, and I understand. But to me, I look at it more as in the good that he brought to the city. I mean, everybody was talking Rockets, James Harden, mm-hmm. you know, this, and that. So that's why, to me, I'm always welcome. I'll always welcome him back.
All right. Would you ever welcome Mike Fiers back?
That rat?
No.
I mean, one thing I don't like is
in 20 years' time,
no.
In 40 years' time,
no.
There is not a chance in hell.
No.
I mean, I think the entire, like, the collective Houston Astro fan base would walk through hell in a gasoline suit before they welcomed to Mike Fiers back.
Absolutely.
He's a FUBAR guy.
Yeah. I mean, one thing. Do you like snitches?
No. Who does?
Exactly.
They get stitches,
exactly.
And he still got his coming to him.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm good on him.
Chandler Parsons, probably the least relevant person that you'd call a former Houston athlete, but you remember the smack talking that he did. He could have talked crap on the city of Houston mm-hmm. as a Memphis Grizzly. He could have talked smack about the Houston Rockets in the city as a member of the New York Knicks. The fact that he did it immediately as a Dallas Maverick. That is, I think, where you draw the line in the sand.
You see, that right there. You did it while you were a Maverick, man. Not just a Grizzly. No. The Dallas. You know how that Houston and Dallas rivalry is. I'm good on him, too. I don't need him.
even if it would have been a San Antonio Spurs, it would have been the same thing.
Yeah, same thing.
Dallas is like 2.0 relative to like Texas rivals and just Rocket rivals in particular. Like you took his, he took his ass up to bougie ass Dallas where everything's so nice and clean and prim and proper. And you know, it's so much cleaner than Houston is. So much better of a city. More food. Lies. You didn't have to say all of that. Boy, I wish just for S's and G's, I wish he was still playing and he was a Dallas Maverick now with his broke-ass knees and he had to play for that trash-ass organization now with that joke of a GM they have.
Honestly, he probably would have been involved in that trade.
Probably. You're not wrong. Jeff Luhnow.
Oh, man.
Would Jeff Luhnow be welcomed back? I think that's probably an easy answer. But how low can you go? Like, you think about, I don't know. We think we know certain things. Do you still want him back? Do you like, you know, do you like how things are going right now for the Houston Astros? Or would you be less willing to welcome Jeff Luhnow back now that the Astros are what doing what they're doing versus like, I don't know, June 18th of last year before the Astros stopped being ass and one of the worst teams in Major League Baseball?
Well, I mean, he was a big part of the process.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard for me to say no. Now, my thing is who, because you said, would you bring him back now? Who would you rather have, Dana Brown or Jeff Luhnow?
Dana Brown's done pretty well for himself so far as a general manager. You know, to me, you can be great to pretty good and in that area and still have your team perform. And Dana Brown being an excellent talent evaluator, like I think he's shown to be here just as he did in Atlanta, just as he did in other places throughout mm-hmm. his career, Montreal to, you know, Toronto, Washington. He's got a really great track record. So I would stick and stay. Doesn't mean you're going to be as great as an individual person at that job.
Right.
Maybe your team is still pretty damn good, you know?
So would you, I say yes. Now, would I want him to replace Dana Brown? I don't know.
We'll I would see. Just welcome him back. Yeah. Like, he needs to feel yeah. safe that he yeah. doesn't have to go be a part owner of a, you know, overseas soccer club. Like, Jeff, you can come. You're welcome back.
Welcome. Yeah, yeah,
kind
yeah.
of a thing.
Yeah.
You know, if he ever came back to Minute Maid, sorry, Daikin Park, would there be a video tribute to Jeff Luhnow? Like, would we see all the different still shot photos of him in his sunglasses and baseball hats at spring training, behind the batting cage leaning, and thanks, Jeff, for, you know, helping us win a couple of World Series.
I don't know. You think the Astros would do something like that?
Hell no.
Okay. Yeah, I just
it'd be weird. He's a GM. Yeah. I don't think yeah. it would ever happen. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe Jeff Luhnow buys a minority stake in the Houston Astros. What if he's co-owner one day with Jim Crane? That'd be weird. That'd be awkward. Because he's yeah. got the money, apparently, to buy soccer teams. And run them.
Pretty awkward.
Yeah, it would be awkward.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.